This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On this hour, we usually have Mr. Maqi and Studio 2 for In Knowledge Hub, and is actually here. Mr. Maqi, thank you so much for once again joining us for the last time this year. You know, Upeti Page lap, and one thing in Ibonayo, Nipalo turn it in. Oh, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. But good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, yeah, you put me on the spot. No, no, not turn it in. It's just a reading list.
Oh.
We are approaching the festive season, holidays, time off. So let's do some reading, some thinking.
Okay, now over to you, Mr. Maqi. What do you have for us? Which books, which list, Klampofuna sees funde over the holidays?
Yes. So we're looking at, so all of us, generally, we are picking our bags, going somewhere. I mean, I'm not sure if Zulu, I go to December, Uzibandlela. Because really, few of us actually avoid going on trips. So all of us will be up and down. But in a way, also it gives us time, you know, for pause to have time back to ourselves and to do some reflection, some thinking.
Yes.
So for me, just a few items that I every time, I mean, at this time of year, I always think of Walisarote. He's a poet. He wrote a poem in 1972, ETC Johannesburg. So ETC Johannesburg, I salute you. So basically, he talks about that. We arrive in these big cities to get papers, to make money, to try and make a livelihood. And in the meantime, also now what they do to us is that they take something away.
Yeah.
So we change when you go back home. So the whole idea really of migrating. So abanye bafika ekseni, ntambama bayagoduka. So abanye they come here for 6 months, for 3 months, for 2 months at the time of the year. Problema taxi rank, say to me, aeroplanes, some passing going back home. So, interesting poem as well. To check out the corner on, it's an old poem corner on YouTube. I mean, there's a nice video. Yeah.
Wow,
try it. Mongani Walisarote, it's City Johannesburg.
City Johannesburg,
yes, yeah. So, poem in from 1972. Now, the big one, because I think there are two, then these other books are sort of linked to that. Carl Newport is an American. He wrote a book in 2016, ET, Deep Work. Let me read the title. Deep Work, Rules for Focused Success in a Distracted World. So people are distracted, you know, so it's getting harder and harder for people to have time to sit and concentrate. So he says that so deep work is what you do when you are concentrating, so you're not distracted, you are paying attention, and you are doing important work. You're not doing just any work, and the work that you are doing also, it is thinking work, so it involves using your mind. It is so now one of the skills that we all need to develop now, especially in our context as students, as young people, as people who are going to be going out there to look for work. You need to develop that ability, you know, to do deep work. Because when you are doing that, you are adding value. When you are doing that, you are developing your own skills. And also when you are doing work, you are creating something new. I mean, so it's very important. Now, one of the things, he also runs a podcast. So he says sometimes, you know, one of the things that you need to do is that if you are running away from a lion, you don't need to run faster than the lion. All you must do is to look around, and you just need to run faster than the person.
Wow.
It's survival. Sometimes it's about that. So you just look around. What is it that other people are not doing? And then you put yourself ahead. Yeah, and you'll be running faster than
you'll
the
be
lion.
Safe.
Oh, wow.
No, that's funny. Yeah,
said but true, right? Then the other one that I'm sort of enjoying it because I like the author, but it's a sad book in a way. I didn't expect it to be so sad. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, this year she released a book. Mm-hmm. It's a Dream Count. It's just those two words, a Dream Count. Now, there is an opening line. I hope I'm going to read it. So opening line, I have always longed to be known, truly known by another human being. Sometimes we live for years with yearnings that we cannot name. Full stop. So now sometimes we do as human beings have that hunger where there's something that is missing in our lives, and it's difficult for us to pinpoint. Now the main character in this story it is a woman, Chiamaka. She's addressing us as a first person. You know, if you read these books where the person is talking to you, I mean, it gets personal, it gets awkward, it gets uncomfortable. Because it's like you are reading someone else's diary. Yeah? Mm. So if you are reading that, and she's the last born, Kubo. They have a lot of money. Money is not an issue. She doesn't have to work. She gets allowance. And that's the whole idea. We think, even ayonke imali emhlabeni, will people still see you? Noma bazobona imali yakho. But I think all of us wake up every day chasing imali.
Yeah.
But if it's the other way around now, and also you're a woman. So the guys that you are dating, are they going to approach you and feel comfortable to date a woman who has more money than they do? So I've just started reading this book, and it's raising all these difficult issues really about how money sometimes gets in the way if e-corner, and also imali gets in the way if it is not there. I mean, so for me, it's interesting. I think I've read a few chapters of the book so far, and one thing that has not been used to describe her as a woman, which is she's pretty, attractive, or beautiful. Because usually, I mean, so when you read these stories, women tend to be described as a pretty chin, a waist. But in this case, the focus is in how she relates to people around her.
Sure.
Usually, mainly around the fact that she has a lot of money and a little family. So interesting, read. Please take time also to read that one. The other one as well, that is interesting for me. I mean, I keep reading it and dropping it, because it is a big book, sad story, and it carries young kingdom. Winnie and Nelson, Portrait of a Marriage. So usually how people relate to Winnie and Nelson, some will love Nelson, hate Winnie, and some will love Winnie and hate Nelson. Because, I mean, we are like that with people. We always look for monsters and angels. This one is good, this one is bad. So Utoni Steinbeck wrote this book in 2023. I mean, he did a lot of research. I think he did spend like 4 years going to their places just to look at them. Now, one of the opening line here, corner, and he's looking at how did they meet. With the story they tell about how they met is not actually true. It's something they met differently, but both of them, when they tell people how they met, for me, it always reminds me of you spoke about anything, put out with anything, there's a question, where did your parents meet? See, we don't ask those questions about our parents. I mean, you live with your mother and father. You don't really know. I mean, those remain a mystery. And my family is there. So with topics that we avoid now. Seriously, we avoid. So they become secret. So whoever joins this family as well, now goes made that to conform to Leon to them. So, interesting book as well. Please take time to read, boss. I mean, there are these big people in our lives. In this case, Winnie and Nelson, big politicians, big role players in South Africa. And yet, so this book tries to make them become human. Yeah. I'm just relating that to the people that we know, our parents. Now, sometimes these are people starting Nabo, but sometimes, you know, we are afraid to ask, you know, those personal questions. I mean, I can talk about a family. Adam Philip is British. He said the one thing that happens to you in a family is frustration. With family, you learn not to do things your own way. If you like, yes, you'll have your own room, but so most of us, you do not. So, you know, you learn to live in shared spaces.
Definitely.
And that is why we tend to struggle, some of us, when we have this child, the cooler you are to a Google, but yeah, struggle sometimes would eat him, fit in, or else this child and a corner Kuba and Zola won't get him as a figure school and baby pool because they're not putting on. The other one as well, it was translated from Russian, but there he quotes your corner is always important for a lot of writers and thinkers. Leo Tolstoy in 1878. So he wrote a book, it's Anna Karenina. But this is an important line. Uti, each unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Well, happy families are the same. I mean, if you were my Kardashians, happy family.
Yeah.
They look like your next happy family. But see, family dysfunctional. If you look at the British family, royal house, the SAUK.
Yes.
It's getting dysfunctional every day. I mean, they kick this guy out because of allegations of this and that. I mean, there's... So they, but wonka my family men as one in the lane of fun, I as one, I family, eh? I mean, men as one, family, I look
fine as one.
So we're all going to share my stories. Kumina that says, we need to take a humble pie, we need to eat humble pie. Tinaga 7 man, see, my family is very like a child. I mean, post Catholic is these are people, these are human beings. It might be that yes, we are sharing the same blood, but we are different.
Yeah.
So in the counter is the tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
So all happy families are alike, but when they're unhappy, each family is going to be unhappy in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one as well. This one was very touching when I first read this book, and I won't say much. I'll just let Ulainwayo sink to our listeners. Tsitsi Dangaremba uthi, I was not sorry when my brother died.
Yo.
So, I was not sorry when my brother died. Yeah. Now the main character in the story is Tambu Tsai. So it's a she. So she was not sorry when her brother died.
I wonder now
the book came out in 1988. The story is set in Zimbabwe in the 60s.
Mm.
So basically, you know this practice where a priority is the boy child,
not the girl. Yes. So
if suddenly a neighbor two or there's a boy who passes away, so it means that now a focus may have to shift to you. So but it's an interesting one as well. I mean for our leaders to read that. And the last two ones, yes, second last is okay, of course, Ntlabatsi Madonsela, the dating playbook, how to win at Mjolo in life. Again,
now that one I know. Umbulas is definitely reading that one.
I might just read it. No, I'm not currently.
Yes,
I think you have to, but like, I mean, don't suppose. I mean, she it should be a happy book, but it's not. Basically, I mean, she says that all of us have to learn. We're not taught, but maybe we should be taught how to navigate this dating thing.
Yeah.
Now she suggests against this for isn't going to be difficult to go, this whole thing of dating in this day and age. One is the economy. So you need to pay California allowance. You need to have your phone, man. So basically, I mean, so you need to have money to, in this day and age, to be in a position. But the fact that you are getting from someone else, it's a question, but you should be having your own money. So just issues of money as well tackle. The other one is the whole issue of where we come from as a country. We are very angry people. So we all share our trauma. If you don't have trauma, you know somebody who does. So so maybe you live with an aunt or there's a classical. We live. So all of us we carry that pain, you know. So we carry pains of divorce. There are things that we see around us.
Yes.
As affective as human beings. And we bring those things. I mean, if actually you would say, Abafan, Baso, hey, Baso glad. We are not alone, not seen. So you approach our relationships cautious because you are afraid. And rightly so sometimes, you know, it's shared pain. And then there is the technology. I think umuntu onefone yodwa emhlabeni mina kuphela. So a lot of people have got six phone numbers, two phones, three phones, and I mean, Facebook, Twitter. So technology does play a role in making it easy for people to connect, also for people to break up, because you need to explain yourself. Challenge. And then the last one is good old culture. In 2025, Yine Savimba, Amantombazane ukuthi ayishele bona bafanele.
ngempela.
I don't know. That's a very valid question.
Abafana noma vindwe yibona amantombazana ngaba approach. So if vindwe into ufuna umfuna nomuntu wami yabo.
Because phela kune inkolelo zokuthi manje siyalingana like sikwazi ukwenza izinto ngendlela efanayo. Ngempela yini evimbayo.
So we might deny it ukuthi culture it plays a role in our lives, yeah. But still there. I mean, kuleyo errand you can see. I mean, so for me ngiyangithi kukule kuthina black people is ile ukuthi amantombazana are not allowed ukuthi ashele. They are banelobolo ukuthi ngisho kungenzakalani liyafunakala.
Yeah.
Which affects the whole issue of economy, blah blah blah. So please take time also to read it. I'll be reading it as well. I've studied it. I mean, I'm in and out again. Then the last one I just discovered recently. I mean, it came out in March or November as well. Scott Galloway, American, Uzi notes on being a man. So how to address the masculinity crisis, build mental strength, and raise good sons. Uzi nje ku. To the two of you gentlemen, take care of your mother. That is his message to young men. But if focus, I mean, he's saying that the focus is a lot of it is on women. But it seems as if women are doing better than young men these days. I mean, younger women are in a much better place. I mean, the people who are killing themselves, the people who are struggling to find work, the people who are struggling to find relationships,
the really
are the young men. So he's saying that we need to do more, Tina, as those of us who are older men, to support these younger men. Also now, as well, perhaps they need to shift their focus now on themselves. And this thing of maintaining good relationships, if many relationships good, no matter what, okay? Also by ease, I mean, if you love your mother, you know, you are as a petty, I'm a worker, you... We are mpelezele, mangabe esontweni, uthi uyamenzela. No, so if you are learning those things by taking care of your mother, surely you are going to succeed in life, because it's going to be easy to take care of a woman, take care of your own children. You will learn responsibility. Guess what? He says irresponsibility gama wakoga to teach you to become a good son to him.
Wow.
So very interesting book as well. Now he runs a podcast to share some of his ideas. So I'll be reading that also over the holidays. So just some interesting serious reads from me. Hopefully when you come back and next up, I'll be a more smarter and cleverer and better person.
Yeah. I wish a lot of people could be like you and just instead of, you know, as much enjoy the festive season differently.
Yes.
You know, by reading. That is interesting. Thank you so much, Mr. Michael. It's been a full year when it comes to Knowledge Hub. We've learned a lot. I've learned a lot myself personally. As I said last week, it was not just academic stuff only, but life in general, as you are giving us the list of books that we should look into this coming festive season. All the best. We'll meet again next year.
Thank you so much. All the best to our listeners. Safe travel, safe trip. And all the best to you, Pudawet. I mean, yes, you've been a good student. I've learned a lot from you as well. I mean, your love of music. Yeah.
Yeah. No, siyabonga cool. Really appreciate it. Yes,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.